The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is a really good rapper, I think.
Oh, this was a good CD. Featured Bumpy Knuckles.
Bumpy Knuckles?
Yeah. Remember the jam, Bad Bad Man?
But I mean, even like the tone is good. Like, yeah. It sounds like he could be from Hell's Kitchen or maybe not Compton, like Burbank.
All thanks to Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah.
According to Cena.
Hey, this is actually John Cena rapping. I mean, he's...
Yeah. He was rapping about her lunch, and she's like, you know what? That's the bit.
I like Cena.
He's talking about my lunch. John.
That's the character.
He's cute.
She's like, the prototype's not going to work.
If he could have done it faster, he would have been like a Marshall Mathers type.
Remember, he'd have the props. He'd have the bag of nuts. He says, I hit you with my nuts, and he'd throw the nuts at you.
Literally. It was like, I just want the censors to know I was not talking about my testicles. Here's some actual chestnuts I'm throwing at you.
God, he's going to retire next year with Goldberg. Yep. Goldberg, I mean, come on.
Nobody. Who's asking? Who's asking for that? I mean, the guy, I don't know. Go do Universal Soldier 5.
So the Rock's on the Rock's on the board, right? He can't really come and go. They won't let him wrestle when he's doing movies.
I guess
he's kind of done unofficially.
By the way, okay. I've seen multiple ads for it, especially over the weekend, a lot, where it's talking. Is Friday or Saturday, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson?
Friday night from AT&T Stadium.
I wrote it down. The biggest fight of the decade.
Really?
Okay. But compared to what? Like, I'm thinking the 2020s fight-wise, like, Will Smith, Chris Rock, and that was just a slap. I don't know of any other.
The last fight I saw was probably about 20 years ago, and that was the Lennox Lewis Klitschko fight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you actually sit there and watch yourself?
Yeah, I bought it, watched it.
How much was it?
Like, $50, I want to say.
That's expensive.
This is before HDTV, so you kind of got the one.
Yeah.
If I remember right, you know, I think Lewis lost it, right? Because I think his eye got cut up, his left eye, and he couldn't see out of it.
I don't even remember.
But that was like, that's when they were big fighters. They were both Klitschko brothers, Lennox, Chris Bird.
It was UFC just came in and just took that stage from them. I mean, they really did. I mean, yeah. And that's speaking for America. I mean, like, other parts of the world, I mean, it's still huge.
Canelo is the only boxer I can think of now. Like, it's the only one I can name.
But with this one, they're not... So this is not a championship. This is an exhibition, right?
I got to go back and double check. I want to say it's an exhibition, but there's not... Well, it's got to be because neither have any. It's like it's. I think it's a sanctioned rules fight with nothing up for grabs.
Oh,
like they're going to go full fights.
I want to do something very personal right now. Good morning, Jasper. I hope you're having a good morning. My grandson is listening right now.
Oh,
they're going down there. I hope he's in. I hope Grace is in the car too. They're going. He's going down the road.
I know what he's saying too. Like, damn, mama!
Those cuss in front of him.
Turn it down.
I told you, we're not cussing around him until he's three.
What is wrong with your friend, Fat Boy?
Jasper, I apologize for Uncle Fat Boy.
He's gonna sneak him in.
He still doesn't understand, like the whole, like, you know, when I'm sitting there saying, remember when you called into my radio show the other day? And he's like, what? Yeah. Yeah, one day he'll
get it. I want to go see the cow that doesn't smile.
That's Otis. So.
The big oat.
I know limited about that stuff, but just like, don't you agree that this is a work, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's two ways that this fight will not end with Logan Paul winning. It'll end in a DQ or Tyson wins, because that's the hero story. Is Tyson to be this old and still got it versus, you know, Jake Paul.
Do you think he'd take a loss, though, for that much money? On
Jake Paul?
No.
Tyson, no.
No.
Well, I mean, maybe he would. See, at that point, like, his ego's gone, but this is an exhibition. This is like the Globetrotters playing. I mean, I don't believe that they're going to really be hitting each other, but I have a hard time believing this. They're going to really, all right, go in there and fight.
I got some answers for you here.
You do.
So it's regulated by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation. So it is a pro fight. It's not an exhibition. It's going to count on the records, win and loss.
How many?
What does that matter?
They're going to have three licensed judges.
Like from the WBO or?
I don't know.
The World Body Odor Organization. No, boxing.
Each round is going to last 2 minutes, and they're going to have 14-ounce gloves instead of 10-ounce gloves. So standard rounds last 3 minutes. And you use the 10-ounce gloves.
So they're bigger gloves? Padded?
Yeah, bigger gloves in shorter time.
But
I'm with you, man, because look, there ain't nothing going into it. They were yesterday at the Cowboys game against the Eagles.
Together?
Yeah, pregame. And then, you know, Paul kind of, he does something to Tyson. He like sprayed him with something. And Mike kind of sees it out of the corner of his eye, and he's kind of chuckling. I'm like, you two are supposed to hate each other.
Well, Tyson's probably high. He probably got high with Ric Flair before the football game.
Paul, I get him mixed up, Logan and Jake. Which
I do, too. Jake Paul is fighting Tyson.
So, Jake, you should – Tyson should have beef with him because – or no, Jake should have beef with Tyson because they had to postpone it. This was supposed to happen in the summer.
True. And also, like, at least kayfabe it. Like, just sit there and act like you hate each other. Get mad at each other. Don't sit there and chuckle and have fun. Sell the fight.
Learn how to work it.
What does it cost? Like $100?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, God bless.
So I don't know how much Netflix
paid. Netflix is going to cost like $100 a month after they start adding all this stuff now.
But you know, Paul he's been promoting his own stuff for years. He was doing YouTube cards for $10. That's how I found out who he was, because my son was like, hey, can I get $10 for this card? I'm like, really? $10 for a fight? I guess.
Oh, a card, like a fighting card.
Yeah, like he was putting them on YouTube. For $10 a piece, making a ton of money. But then Netflix had to give them a ton.
What happened to their parents? I mean, what's up with their parents? Like, were they raised by the internet? I mean,
I don't know.
This is one of those cases where maybe it turned out good.
He found out to make a model, and I don't know what brought him to YouTube at first, but the athletics, I mean, Logan Paul is a good wrestler.
Oh, dude.
And they're both athletic as hell.
I hate to even admit it, but the guy is like incredible. Like, it's like a.
How big is he, though, compared to Tyson? I mean, Tyson's a big man.
Yeah,
well, Jake is way bulkier and everything. Yeah. Although he's got like, and I'm
they're similar.
Obviously similar. I mean, I'm not going to say he's a world class athlete because he looks like he's got a little bit of a gut on him.
That all right? Look,
what is up with that? Like, he's ripped, but there looks to be like a beer gut.
That was a work. It had to have been a trick gut.
Was
it? Because I saw videos of him training and it wasn't there. It had to be. And it looks.
Is that a Halloween thing? God damn it, I don't know. Hate the internet.
I don't know if he was messing with Tyson.
AI and all this crap.
People are making a big deal of the age because Tyson's 58 and then he's 27. Jake Paul.
Tyson. I wouldn't want to fight Tyson when he's 87.
I wouldn't want to fight Tyson at all.
Dude, they showed him training. When he was hitting the heavy bag, it sounded like gunshots going off. He's still got power. I get thrown hit with a Bentham.
If you've gone that far in your life just beating the hell out of people, do you think he's ever going to stop? I mean, come on.
I mean, that's where he makes his money, but, like, you know, he's also, like, very docile now and just, I don't want to say childlike, but it's like he just came out of that angry phase he was in and now just seems to love the world. But Wonderboy is, like, the nicest person you'll ever meet in your life.
But I wouldn't go in the ring with him.
Hell no. Like, hell he just turns it on in there. And just,
have you seen the...
like, you win, bye.
Mike Tyson grabs this guy. He has a guest on his podcast, but he thought the guy was a kid. It's some famous dwarf guy.
From the UFC?
I don't know where he's from.
I know that. Yeah, I can't remember.
Tyson grabs him and holds him like a baby and starts, like, kissing his cheeks. And Tyson said legit. He thought it was a kid.
Oh, my
He didn't
gosh.
Know the guy was a grown adult. I forgot his name. You got to look it up.
I don't know how I'm going to look it up other than the way I'm looking it up. And that person's name is Hasbulla. That's
yes.
Right. Yes.
You might want to change that name.
Well, no crap. And he's from Russia. He's a Russian social media celebrity.
Watch the video. Tyson grabs him and is like smooching him like a baby.
He's 3'4".
He said he thought it was a kid.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a baby. I didn't know it was an adult.
Wow.
Where do they go from here? Like, the biggest fight, like Mayweather-McGregor was the last big boxing fight, right?
Yeah, and that was even.
I mean, look, people will say Canelo Alvarez, but the boxing fans will say that it's just not on that scale. Like, as far as like a big draw, everybody wanting to watch. But that's what boxing is now. It has to be an exhibition type, which we know it's not, but it is. Well, with like stars like this wanting to fight each other.
Okay, so I'm going to throw some of these names out to you. I'm not involved in the world of boxing since since Tyson really fought on a regular Tyson Fury. That's a big, I know that name.
Yeah.
But I know that from crossover to wrestling. Daniel Dubois, the IBF heavyweight champion.
He's got a belt and I don't know who he is.
Oscar Valdez. I want to say I might be thinking of Oil Rig. So when I hear that one, and then, Sam Goodman is the junior featherweight. I don't know.
What was the big trilogy fight? It was Fury and Wilder. That's who it was. Deontay Wilder.
I thought it was the Russian guy, Usyk. Usyk?
No. I remember Fury Wilder going back and forth because I want to say that
he's from London, right? Or somewhere over there.
But
they always fight in Saudi Arabia now. Like, what is that about? Like, are they just paying them more than they would get paid in America?
Is it easier to get sanctioned there? Is it, like, I don't know. Is it a bigger draw there?
What I don't understand about that, and this is something I could probably Google as well, but I just wonder, is like when wrestling had their crown jewel thing in Saudi Arabia, they've made an entire belt for now. They make the women completely cover up, like the female wrestlers, like from head to, a full bodysuit, let's say. Mm-hmm. But then the guys are out there just in their underwear. And it's such a weird thing for me to say, like, so you want the women to be covered up, but the guys with their junk and all, that's fine?
You go look.
You think it should be the opposite? I want the guys covered up.
Google image search the Middle East in the 70s and look what the women were wearing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Go look at Iran in the 60s. They're wearing mini skirts and everything like in America.
It's strange how culture has changed. And Iran used to be beautiful.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to make the women of the world be half naked.
What country did you say, though?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia in that.
Salty.
Salty. In the 70s. Arabia.
Yeah, look what the women were wearing. This is like regular, well, what we would consider regular, being, Westerners here.
Oh.
It's like regular clothes. They're not covered up, really. You can see their hair.
Other than being able to tell with like the architecture and stuff, I would say, that's Main Street. Oh my God, that's insane.
And just something happened.
Insane.
The cultural shifts.
Like, Paige, look at this picture. This is from Jeddah, which is like the main place. Look at that chick right there. Cleavage like a white Whoppers.
Yeah.
Hair like Farrah Fawcett.
More Whoppers than ever.
Leaning on a Trans Am in Saudi Arabia in 1977.
Not going to see that ever again.
What happened?
Got it. I hope they found that woman now. Hope she's got an assumed identity.
Oh, wow. There's a great picture. It's like split. It shows 1970 and then it shows 2020, 50 years apart. And it's like, I mean, night and day. What happened?
It's us dudes, man. We're scoundrels.
Are you afraid to see a woman? Because
I mean, is that what it is? Like, hey, don't tempt the guys? Like,
do we have that much power that you can't see a woman? And
look at this Saudi crown prince. Nobody knows where his mom is, first off. Second, I mean, did they kill Khashoggi? Most likely. It was most likely him that did it. But he's, what, not even 40 yet, and he's going to hold that position for years
to come. I'm amazed at your international politics knowledge.
Just because I got a GED.
Well, I don't mean anything. You were in college for 18 years. I forget that.
Something might have trickled in.
So you learned a thing or two.
Wow-wee. Now I'm on this page that shows where it snowed in Saudi Arabia. Now I'm wondering, was that real snow? Because they make anything over there. They have the indoor ski lift there. Were they? You ever seen that? It's like this huge dome, and they make snow in there, and it's like out in the middle of the desert. It's like
Maggie Valley in the summer. You can snow tube in July.
Talk poorly about that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it. I am going to check it out for sure.
Fine tickets. Okay.
It's like no where they
tickets started at a grand. Good God.
I mean, we're talking about AT&T Stadium.
Why do you? Yeah, like you, even if you're sitting close, you're not seeing anything.
You know what?
People say now when they go to arena, this is something I'll tell you. If you go to an arena show, I mean, like in a football stadium, this is not from my own eyes, but this is somebody I know that went to the big, you know, Western North Carolina Country Music Bank of America thing. Don't get on the field because the lighting, you can't see.
Yeah.
The lighting on the stage going out in the crowd, if you're not in some kind of riser level, don't think they're bad seats. You're actually seeing more than the people on the floor. That's what I heard. Because somebody I know was very mad that they it's like, we couldn't see anything the whole time. We tried to chant, like we couldn't see it, and they just played the music louder.
Dude, there are six other cards on the fights on the card, two women fights. A lot of these names I don't know, but they're talking about there's the WBC welterweight titles up for grabs on this card.
Okay, so it's not just a...
there's a vacant title up for grabs. A couple featherweights are going to fight. I mean, it seems like the only non-legit fights is the main event.
But like even like all the pictures when you Google Tyson versus Paul, all the like press pictures and stuff, Tyson's sitting there smirking. Like he...
Yes.
Old Mike Tyson never smiled, like ever. I mean, I want him to be happy and all that stuff, but like he's not selling the fight.
Well,
no,
I mean,
he
ain't. Is he going to ruin his credibility if he's smiling? He's supposed to look tough.
Says the woman who was smiling while she got stabbed in a horror movie.
Well, she loved it.
Well, somebody who was with me kept saying, "You're dying, dummy."
What? Fred Sanford was on location.
You big dummy.
You big dummy.
You get stabbed.
You're dying over there.
You're dying. Stop smiling. Hey, Jeff.
Watch out, sucker.
Lamar, go tell this woman how to die.
That I was smiling. It's just I look like Joker's wife. It looked like I was smiling. I wasn't smiling.
Your makeup was running for sure.
It was horrible.
I like when you got in the car and said, I can get down with that.
Talking. She was just like talking to the John. Not
I know.
The bathroom,
that's the thing. So is the cameraman just sitting in there and you got to talk to the camera?
Yeah, I had. It was one take on that and one take on the
If you were a real hooker and you walked up to, I hope Jasper's not listening now, but if you if you're a real hooker and you walked up and the guy's not saying anything, would you still like talk your way into the car? I'd be like, no, this guy's not even answering any questions. This seems like I might get
murdered.
That's
something I'll have to do if I ever become a prostitute.
Well, I didn't mean in real life, but I just meant in the character.
No, but you're right. I probably would not if he's not communicating and he's just staring at me. I would think there's something wrong with this man.
Do you look at the license plate before you get in an Uber?
You're supposed to ask who it is.
Supposed to.
Yeah, pretty much, but I don't generally take an Uber.
Oh. She drinks and drives.
No, I don't do that much.
Paige. Getting stabbed.
Please, you have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
This is the one I wanted to play. This is where she gets in the car.
Hey, want a date?
She licks her lips.
He must have nodded yes.
Well, she got not in
did
yet.
The camera go up and down?
Your place and mine.
This is cringe.
Oh. Strong, silent type. I can do that.
Listen to the birds.
But if someone's wheeze left. That camera, it's going to cost you more, though.
You know what's good? When she asked him if he wants a date, she has to, like, go back and then open the door and then get in the car.
You're not going to be a gentleman and open the door for me?
No, I did everything. I was talking. Really?
That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
That was one take. I was like, do you want to do this again? No, it's good.
One take, it's page.
It's good.
Well, what are you working on in the play?
Oh, we're going to talk about this actor who admits he pees in water bottles on set. I want to know who this is.
Great.
God.
Dude, you could go potty. Come on.
It's Robbie Hezbollah, whatever his name is. The little guy Mike Tyson kissed.
They use them little tiny ones they have in waiting rooms. It's like, oh, thanks for the swaller of water. I appreciate it. You wasted a plastic bottle for this? All right. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Well,
I was just asking, is Sally Field's old character name, can you not say it anymore? She was Gidget.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
It's a derogatory term now.
I guess.
You Gidget.
Who knows? You have to ask those questions to find out the answers.
Just a flying nun, too, right? Can't say that anymore.
No.
We'll check this out.
Levitating nun. Check it out, Paige. What?
Well, this actor admitted that he does pee in bottles on set to save time.
All right, let me guess. It's got to be somebody's popular now. A popular show or movie?
Movie.
Oh, movie. Okay.
What's coming out that would they be doing press to talk about?
Oh, I'm going to say Art the Clown.
Liam Neeson with the Naked Gun movie.
Oh, yeah.
When is that coming out, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm waiting for it.
He says he's in love with her now.
Who is?
Liam Neeson's in love with Pamela Anderson.
Well, she looks pretty good since she don't wear makeup anymore. She's got the natural beauty.
She always was beautiful.
It comes out next year.
I do love her. That smoky eye was just classic makeup, though.
Matthew, when's Liam Nelson movie come out?
She probably does call him Liam Nelson. I heard him and his brother got back together going on tour.
I want to watch that movie where they take his kid and he beats the C-R-A-P out of all of
them. Who'd you say Cicely Tyson was fighting this weekend?
Cicely Tyson.
Show me that card.
Oh, boy.
But why do you ask, Sir Paige? Well, and what was the question, by the way?
Well, the answer is The Rock. He admitted that he does pee in a bottle on set to save time. He also denied that he cost the producers of Red One $50 million due to being late.
His Santa Claus movie, which think looks good.
I think it's out this week, right?
It's coming out. About right. Yeah, I don't know if there's any value in Christmas Vacation anymore because that used to, it would be streaming all year long, but then around this time of year, they'd pull it off and make you pay for it. But now it's streaming everywhere already.
Yeah, they bump them up pretty quick.
Like,
yeah.
See, this is gross to me.
Peeing in a bottle? You just mad because you can't.
That was a Sting song, too.
Well, that's
right?
True. But this is gross to me because you should dispose of your own bottle of pee and not hand it over to somebody, which he does.
Oh.
He reportedly peed in bottles instead of taking bathroom breaks, and he had
just
someone
else
to
a PA
dispose
or a runner to
of it.
It.
Like, you're not all that.
What if they're a stalker and they're taking home collecting?
I don't know. So
it's like in Orbits. Keeping the Rock's pee?
Yeah.
Dude, we had Catherine Bell's bathwater at time.
Okay, then you'd probably keep his pee.
I wouldn't keep a man's pee. Or a woman either. What am I saying?
No, I wouldn't keep anybody.
I just saying, like, hand it off to somebody. Like, what? You don't know where it's going.
If I peed in a bottle and handed it to you,
I'd ask how you did it, first off.
You wouldn't take it from me.
Forgot about Catherine Bell. She's good looking still.
I mean, honestly, you would not take it from any of your coworkers. If you'd peed in a bottle here... You go, here, throw this away from me. I'd be like, you're out of your ever-loving mind.
I'd have you recycle it.
I had that, man, when I had my babysitter back in the day, that was part of her job besides babysitting us was she home health cared for a guy. I won't use any names here, but that was like one of my tasks where I had to empty his jugs. They smelled awful. I'll never forget that smell. Mainly because I was drunk a lot during my 20s.
As Matthew's stomach turns. It's a new show.
Disgusting.
I'm just thinking about if they just throw them in a, like, you put the cap on there, throw it in a trash bag, some dude throws it in the back of a trash truck, a compactor, and then, would it make him feel better to know it's the Rock? Probably not.
That's why Splash and Blumpkins and Jake Dizzle tell you they're glad they drive the trucks.
Amen. They're in the front.
You didn't just hand it to him without a lid, because that would be, like you're saying, it's very nasty.
Yeah, put a lid on it.
Put a lid on it, buddy.
Plus, we know what the Rock eats. Like
everything, a lot. Yeah.
Plus, those energy drinks, air energy.
Oh, no, he had asparagus last night. Yikes.
Yeah, like it's got to be pungent. Take this, kid. Dump the Rock's pee.
I mean, really, how expensive is a movie that you can't take a pee break? Come on.
All right, sometimes if I don't want to go to the bathroom, I'll fire off a couple logs in a Ziploc bag.
We've had to change lighting and stuff, or some things happen that you had to do. Like, oh, you do so many takes. This story.
It looked like I'm the biggest twits I'd ever seen.
I'm
going to
tear this up.
Left or right?
I don't believe it.
Really? It was what? It looked like a huge Toblerone.
Is that the ones kids sell for a dollar when they need money for band
camp? Yeah, it's like a rich kid's candy back in high school.
Can you buy this $8 Reese cup so I can go to a summer camp?
My God. If it wasn't that, it was freaking popcorn tin.
Yeah.
Stupid, like, Christmas murals on the side. I'm like, you could save that and use it for decorating. Oh, okay. I'm going to decorate with a Christmas tin.
Look, I was in the Boy Scouts, and it was hard for us to compete with the popcorn. We couldn't sell it like the girls could sell the cookies.
Nobody says Boy Scout popcorn. Mm-mm. Girl Scout cookies. Boy Scout popcorn. You should have made knots for people.
Balloon ones.
As far as being
jerk
late.
Jerk a knot in your tail.
Red One director Jake Kasdan added that The Rock can be late sometimes, but he never missed a full day of work.
Well, he's got like so much at stake, right? He's usually the executive producer and whatever else.
He also like takes everybody with him. Like, I mean, anybody that's related to him now has a job in WWE. His daughter is like the commissioner of NXT.
If you watch Hobbs and Shaw, you had Roman Reigns in it, both Usos.
Yeah, somebody told me that Seth freaking Rollins is going to be in a movie coming out. Damn it.
I mean, look, I believe it because they want to revamp
the G.I. Joe movie that's coming out.
Might be. They want to revamp the whole WWE Films label again.
Yeah, because Cena doesn't do the low-level ones anymore, and Rock certainly doesn't. So, you know, in The Miz.
Unless that's what Vince is trying to start.
Vince did, like, start a new company. It's called, it's just called McMahon Entertainment. And it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what
like,
are you going to do?
What does that mean?
Isn't that a conflict of interest?
You're going to puke. No, he sold all his interest.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He got like
he's
got
to get through this situation.
$9 billion out. Hope you bought some of crypto this weekend. My heart was racing yesterday.
Ooh. They ain't going to get like that again.
See, why? Why do you say that? You say that about people who lose weight.
Well, you're
going to get fat again. Yeah. It's going to go down again.
You saw what made it jump. What else on that scale is going to make it jump again?
It's Moonvember. It's Moonvember.
That means we're going to show you our asses, literally.
That's right. Doge. Get it. If it hits $50 a piece, I retire.
Well, did you know that Megan Fox?
Currently at 30 cents.
Did you know that?
Well, I'm going to say this real quick, if I can. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, they're expecting their first child together. She has three. He has a daughter. It's the combined baby between the two.
It's going to be a wild-looking baby. It might be the first baby born with tattoos already.
The baby's going to be born in black arm, like his daddy.
Strange.
His daddy's got a black arm now.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, again, this is all just, at this point, it's all just speculation. But when I go on X and start looking at the Diddy stuff that these outlaws are posting about things, like Machine Gun Kelly was in that world.
Oh, no.
I don't know how much respect he gets as a musician. I don't know if he gets any. I don't really know his music, though, so I don't know if he should or shouldn't.
But. I don't know either. I knew he was in that last Jackass movie and that he dates her.
But she's only done, a handful of movies, and she don't have to do anything anymore.
No. She did...
Ex was David Alan Greer or whatever.
Greer,
she got kids with David somebody Alan with Greer? Three names. Her ex,
David Alan Greer. He was from
Brian Austin Green.
Oh my God.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people born November the 12th. Happy birthday. Or
suck it.
Wow. Well, she did that with authority, too.
She did.
I don't really have any that have musical accompaniment today. But yesterday was a big one, evidently.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people born on Veterans Day.
I mean, it was somebody's big 50th yesterday.
I want to reiterate again, like I said earlier, even though we were not here yesterday, thank you to all the men and women that have served and continue to serve. Y'all are incredible people.
I hope you got discounts yesterday.
We hope you got all your meals for free, and you shouldn't feel... I know a couple people I know there's like... I don't go out and get the free stuff. You should. Like, it's there for you. No one's judging you. Go get it. Anyway.
Even if you stole Valor, you at least put the effort in. Get you a buffet.
I mean, close that fake hat you bought wasn't made in China. But thank you, though. Every last one of you.
We got an athlete to start off with. He was cursed by a rapper named Lil B the Bass God. Rapper said this player looks like a sandwich. He is currently a Denver Nuggets point guard. Though he made his name with the OKC Thunder.
Oh, KD?
No, his buddy. Russell Westbrook.
Oh. He said he looked like a sandwich?
Yeah, Lil B the Bass God said he looked like a sandwich. And he put a curse on him.
Oh.
Don't call him Westbrook. He'll get mad.
Don't call me Westbrook. I've been here for years. Michael Westbrook, I will say, is 34?
35. Oh, close. Go up a little higher. 37.
36.
Russell Westbrook, 36 years old. This lady, been in a bunch of movies, Princess Diaries, Ocean's 8. She was also Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises.
Give me the initials.
A-H.
Not N-H.
No.
A-H.
I see her.
You got the first name right.
Anne. Hathaway.
It is Anne Hathaway.
Yes. You know, her grandma was on Beverly Hillbillies.
I like her.
She's been naked in a lot of stuff, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She loves getting naked.
Well, I'm going to get back on Google now. 46.
Anne Hathaway is 42 years old today. Mm. This guy, he's just Ken. He's done a lot of movies. He's in The Notebook.
Fall Guy?
He's in The Fall Guy. Did you watch that?
Yeah. No. I added it, but I haven't watched it.
It's not bad. Ryan Gosling. He was on The Mickey Mouse Club with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
My God.
Back in the day.
44.
Mr. Scan password still works.
Does it?
Yep.
Thanks, Scan.
44.
He is 44 years old today. Look at him. Rhino. This lady, she didn't do it. She had a movie. Her movie actually was pretty good. Margot Robbie played her.
Tonya Harding.
It is Tonya Harding.
That was a great movie. In where I walk away after watching that movie, I am like, you know, like Nancy Kerrigan was boring. I mean, like, I'm not necessarily, I don't know who the victim, I think the victim was Tonya, because she didn't really, Glooly did it.
That's what sucks about Kerrigan. Not only did she get clubbed and it kind of ruined her career for a little bit, like, she will never live it down.
And then she goes on Dancing with the Stars with her son, and they're oddly close.
Look how much money Tonya Harding made off the.
I know. And then you get a hot girl to play her. Like, yep. She wasn't that good looking.
Uh-oh.
Nowhere near it. But happy birthday, though. I'll say she is 53. I saw her recently on World's Most Craziest Criminals, Volume 8.
54.
She is 54 years old. Look at Paige.
Look at you.
This gentleman here was the inspiration for last week's Sammy Salsa and Fussing. Sammy Sosa's Sammy birthday.
Who?
Remember, he wouldn't say baseball, he said beastball.
Beastball. Remember where he, you know what, it's crazy to think he could maybe have children in Gastonia, North Carolina, because he played there for two seasons.
And he also became white when he retired. Like, his pigmentation was.
He got the Lisa Turtle thing.
Yeah.
A rookie in the year 90. So that would make it 34. Good Lord. 56?
57.
He is 56 years old today.
Look at you.
Look at me. Where's the mayor?
Al Michaels. He's Thursday Night Football on Prime. He's hilarious.
Okay.
Doesn't like vegetables.
One of my notes I wrote down today. Did Michael Strahan not put his hand over his heart during the Pledge of Allegiance?
He did not.
God, the hell is that, dude?
He didn't kneel, though. I think he just stood there.
Yo, but still. Like,
yeah. Like, I didn't know if that was still a thing, but I guess it's going to be for a little bit.
My God.
But they can't fire him because they're like, you know, it's.
I know. Scumbag, though. I don't want to guess now. I'm so pissed.
Well, it's Al Michaels.
Oh, yeah. 74?
75.
Al Michaels is 80. Oh, this is a big one for Al. Nadia Comaneci is 63. Megan Mullally is 66.
Megan Mullally.
I didn't think you wanted to guess Neil Young.
I hate him.
He's 79. But happy heavenly birthday. Judge Mills Lane. Let's get it on.
I met him.
Was it cool?
Yeah.
He seemed ornery.
Like 83?
He would have been 87.
He's dead?
Yeah. He passed away in 2022.
Oh, yeah.
And Princess Grace.
Grace Kelly.
Would have been 95 years old. I'm still hot, too, 95.
She married Sultan or something, right? Prince?
Prince of Monaco, right?
Yeah, Prince of Monaco. Yeah, she was Grace de Monaco. Yes. Yeah. That's what they all these rich guys can take our women.
It says there she married Monica Lewinsky. Don't know if that's true.
Monica.
Tip your waitress on the way out.
Or he'll be here all week. Who was the other one? Jackie Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. That was that was a surprise.
Aristotle.
Married that guy.
Aristotle.
Married the great guy.
Yeah.
Onassis.
That's it.
He wasn't on asses.
Go kick you out on yours. Folks.
I love a big on asses.
I agree with this text. Best show in a long time. Well, since we haven't had a live one since Thursday, I'd agree with
you. Yes, sir.
But it was fun for a Monday, but it's not Monday. It's Tuesday.
We talked about Escape Monkeys and Mike Tyson fighting.
Yeah.
And Six.
Six. All kinds of stuff. And that same kind of stuff will happen tomorrow, because it's usually kind of the way it goes. There'll be more folks calling in and saying this and that and the other stuff.
Party Man Dan may entertain another lady. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, back to that point, we're not sharing that picture. Like,
I know, yeah. You can't.
Several of you were asking, hey, you going to share that out? Nope, not going to do it. You know why? Because it wouldn't be prudent.
I still say she looks like a young Stacey Dash, so if that helps you out a little bit, Google that.
Frame of mind for that. Tomorrow.
I'll take your word for it.
Best damn audio head to head once again. Not in a competition, but just more in a presentation. Okay. A collaboration of presentation.
Yeah. I didn't know this was a board game.
I've got... You didn't know it was a board game?
I got a clip that I did not know was a board game, but everybody's going to want to play it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, the whole family gets around.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to top that with mine.
You ain't going to, because I'm going to win again.
It's not a competition, unless I win.
Right?
So that'll be tomorrow. I'll remind you, you can get today's podcast by texting the word podcast to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Don't you do that while you're driving. Mm-hmm. And standard data text rates apply. We're on Spotify, Amazon, Google, all of them. Oh, the Amazon, the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Go download that. You win all kind of free stuff that way, too. Thank you so much for listening. You have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. All right.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.